Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Jeff, and he didn't give me a topic. So I wanted to discuss a topic I recently found on the Men's Rights Reddit, about how apparently when women say looks don't matter, it's a great big lie women tell men. Funny enough, it's both true and false depending on a bunch of different things. Usually a topic like this one is found on a Black Pill forum, but since those are pretty much shut down these days, it seems that they've started posting on the MRM subreddit instead. Most blackpillers these days are in their late teens and early 20s, so from their perspective, it is true that for women up to the age of 25 and under, looks are the most important thing. Then later on the first wall, around 25 to 26, many women start looking to lock down a man if they're smart. That's pretty much what happened with Jason Statham. He's 55 and his fiancée of 14 years is 36. Her name is Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, and he probably waited to make sure that she wasn't a gold digger and he had kids with her first, before the marriage. He doesn't exactly have great looks, but he does have wealth status, even though he's only 5'9". Also, even if they get married, there's still plenty of time for her to get divorced and ride the Chad horse. Plus, he also gives off a bad boy vibe, so that could be another reason she's attracted to him. I'm not sure if he was vetting her the whole time or if he just made a big mistake getting engaged. But the Black Pill community has been freaking out, trying to figure out why she would be with someone shorter and with the face of a Cro-Magnon man. She's like one of those women Leonardo DiCaprio dates because she too was a model when they started dating when she was only 23. His status in the movie business probably helped her land roles in the Transformers film, as well as Mad Max Fury Road, a number of years later. There was a good chance that she was just using him to advance her career first. Maybe he's drawing out their 13-year relationship and getting married after a long time so that the kids get old enough where if they do divorce, he doesn't have to pay any child support. I don't know. After all, marriage is nothing more than betting half your assets these days that she'll love you forever. You can sure bet that she was probably riding the Rooster roller coaster or choo-choo train before she ever met him. I just think that the blackpillers need to understand that just because looks don't matter with this guy, he's the exception and not the rule. Also, when a woman genuinely says to you that looks don't matter to her, that usually means you have a car, a house, and lots of money. You have other things that make up for your lack of looks. Let's also not forget status, as well as resources. Status is important because she can leverage your status down the road. It also is representative of intelligence to be incredibly successful. But we all know that looks matter because of the golden ratio or golden mean, and it's universal in everyone. Beauty matters because of math. A symmetrical face is more pleasing to look at because it's properly proportioned. A face triggers the automatic response of either attraction or repulsion. So it's a lie that they tell to bait a buck. Even if a guy looks like Statham and they're with him for 10 plus years and have kids with him, it's just a lie. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to someone should post pictures of older guys with money that look average or below average, and hot guys with no money, to see which ones women prefer to message on Tinder Clown World Show. But we know the answer to that. Looks matter more than ever because most people don't have the time to read dating profiles, and instead just swipe left or right. There's also the fact that biology matters besides just aesthetics. The taller and better looking the children a woman has, the more likely the woman can use her son for survival if something bad happens. Not to mention that if he's in the top 3% of attractive males, then other women also have to be nicer to her. The mother. Because if they don't, then they might get on her bad side, and then the man's mother turns against them pretty quickly. Those are just instinctive evolutionary behaviors. A woman saying that looks don't matter is like a man saying that her number of partners doesn't matter, or that her fertility doesn't matter. Many women also say that looks don't matter to give men false hope so they can more easily be put in the friend zone and his attention can be extracted for emotional tampon services. If women pretty much told men the truth that looks did matter, it would discourage many men and make them start to hate women. So a woman will say stupid things like, I'm sure the right girl is out there waiting for you, and there's always someone out there for everyone. basically saying I don't want you and probably no one else, but I can't tell you that or you might take it out on me. A guy hears nonsense like that enough times, he starts to believe it. That hope might keep him dating and looking for romance for 10 to 20 years. Long enough to get some woman pregnant, the divorce grapes him and ruins his life. For women, they don't care that the old guys check out of the dating market. They want the young guys to keep trying because then it means that they won't hate women. And they might get hitched and not figure out women until it's just too late. That's the thing that most guys don't understand. At some point in life, be it in their 40s or 50s or 60s, they will lose interest in women. And when that happens, they'll cut off the attention they give them. Women need to keep the male effort flowing as long as possible. And that's one of the main reasons they lie and tell you that looks don't matter. Not to mention that if looks don't matter and they convince you that money and status matter more, you'll work harder to provide those things to a woman. You make a better plow horse if you think that your incel-looking face with a tiny chin and flat head doesn't actually matter. But they do. Women imagine what types of children they're going to have with you, and if they're kids that look like they were beaten with an ugly stick, then they're less likely to want you. But if you're worth tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, then they don't need to worry about their sons being super good-looking to take care of them as the son husband in their old age. Instead, they don't have to worry about that. The abundance of resources is oftentimes stacked in favor of the wealthy, successful male. I think it comes down to the priorities that women feel. They have to pick which one is ultimately more important, a man's appearance or his lifestyle. Some women choose lifestyle so the ugly man that provides it isn't a priority. Or so they think, and meanwhile, they look for another guy on the side, basically gold digging while going behind his back for somebody better. Others will choose the loser guy that they're attracted to. I remember watching a video a few weeks ago where the person talking and it was discussing how people will usually ignore what they want in a partner, looks-wise, when they tell other people what they want. But who they tell you they want to be with and who they actually end up with are usually completely different. It usually all comes down to attraction. In my first long-term relationship of 5 years, I told myself that looks weren't as important as compatibility and being with a person that treated me with respect that I could build a future with. So I found such a person and I was getting constant attention headaches from being with her. So the next time you want to sleep with your wife or girlfriend and she tells you that she has a headache, there's a good chance she gets it from being with you. Mind you, for me, while having sex, the headaches would actually go away. So for me, sex was my only escape. Then after her, I picked a partner that wasn't what I wanted on paper, but looks-wise I was happy with. The tension headaches went away. Looks matter, and any woman that tells you that they don't is lying to you, and there's a good chance to herself as well. Many people are willing to throw away their futures to be with a good-looking person. That's horrible for them. I know that I was certainly ready for that. If you're still going to date as a purple pill man and get involved with women, then you better make sure there's a right amount of chemistry there. You will also know that a woman is bargaining with herself when she's trying to fix your appearance and get you to dress a certain way. I know that in that 5-year relationship when my girlfriend put on makeup and wore feminine things, my headaches went away. But she only did that 2 or 3 times in 5 years. And when I asked her for it again, she got combative. Funny thing is, if she did all those things that I asked, I would have stayed with her and married her. In the end, her selfishness drove me away from her. I also dated a woman that had a nose job, and she looked like a slightly overweight Marina Baccarin. She showed me pictures before the nose job, and she was clearly unattractive back then, even ugly. So people that are unattractive, if they really want relationship experience, need to work on their appearance and figure out how to become more attractive to the opposite sex, men more so than women. It's also a tough pill to swallow that people aren't attracted to you for you on the inside, but you on the outside. I know, what a shock, LOL. But guys want to believe that fairy tale because we are desperate to be validated for who we are on the inside. I think that many women figure that out, and that's why they always say that looks don't matter to us, because it's playing on the fantasy that men can be loved by women for who they are inside instead of outside, that we can finally feel like we aren't alone in this world. That's the fantasy many women have figured out and are playing up on when it comes to us dudes. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jeff for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women won't smash you if you're unattractive, unless you're rich and have lots of status. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps women from pretending that the way you look doesn't matter, but then figuring out ways to cheat behind your back away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.